name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant each one of us the grace to know our vocation in life. Grant us the courage to accept it, and the fortitude and magnanimity to embrace it with the love that you have offered to each one of us. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A vocation in life is absolutely necessary. Everyone has one. And discerning a vocation can be sometimes difficult. But if one is discerning, for example, or thinking that they might want to give their life to Christ in a more intimate way, that would be either through the priesthood, through the religious life as a nun or a priest or a brother, we have to do certain things. In order to find one's vocation, we have to really understand that our vocation comes to us from God. And so, therefore, we need to listen to His voice. Now, I give 30-day retreats of St. Ignatius, and every time I give them, it takes 3 days to 4 days for the ringing to stop in my ears. And that's everybody says the same thing. And that shows how much noise there is in the world. You and I have to pull away from the noise. We have to become attuned to the voice of Christ because, by the way, Christ is always speaking to us. You know, little children, they hear the voice of God really clear because they haven't cluttered up their lives with these voices and the noise and music and sounds. Oh, that's changing, though, with all the electronical junk we've got in the world. We're filling more and more of our silent time with the noise of the world, which is making the voice of Christ even more difficult to hear. But children, sometimes they're so in tune with the voice of Christ or even the voice of their guardian angel that you never hear of some children, they have an imaginary friend. Sometimes I wonder if that imaginary friend, they're not wrapping around that divine voice speaking to them. But you see, you and I as adults who are looking to find what it is that God wants of us, we have to pull away from the world. We have to get rid of the noise. We have to start attuning our hearing to the sound of His voice. Jesus speaks of this all the time when He says, a shepherd and his sheep, the sheep know the shepherd's voice. And you know this, that the sheep cannot be fooled. They will know that shepherd's voice and they will follow only that voice. No facsimile of that voice will they adhere to, only the original voice of the shepherd. They will obey Him. They will follow Him anywhere. They trust Him. And so the voice of the shepherd, the voice of Christ, is absolutely necessary in our experience of the divine, of our search for the knowledge of our vocation. We need to hear His voice. And so, therefore, pulling away. Now, a lot of times, especially with a religious vocation, I always tell people, you know what you have to do first and foremost? Pray. But I'm not talking about saying a lot of prayers, because a lot of times we can be talking all the time and we're not listening. You know, prayer is a loving conversation with the beloved. That's what it is. It's a give and take. And if there is no give and take, there is no prayer. It's not about saying a set group of prayers. It's about listening. Even the rosary is meant to be a meditation, so that the words of the Hail Marys go into the background, they fall into the distance, and what we end up with is the mystery that we're contemplating. And so we need to pull away from the world a little bit. It's not about immersing yourself in the world that gives us an idea of our vocation. In fact, that's the opposite way to go. Because the more noise we have, the less we're going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt where God is leading us. And we need to follow our vocation. Now, remember, the vocations I'm talking about aren't trades or, you know, doing a certain kind of job, being a salesperson or you know, working in a factory or being a businessman or anything like that. The vocation of which I speak is exactly what am I going to do with my life? What does God want me to do with my life? All of us are called to the single vocation. There's no question about that. Every single one of us, no matter who you are, man or woman, every single one of us, for most of our early years, are called to live a celibate, single life. And that's a wonderful state. That is a wonderful state. And it's a beautiful time of life. Because by perfecting that purity, by perfecting that love of God, that singular love of God, we'd be able to focus on His voice. We can focus on things around us, the gratitude that we need to have for the beauty of God's creation and so forth. And so all of us have to practice that vocation from the time we are born until another vocation possibly presents itself. Now, there are some who are called to living that celibate life, that single life, all their life. And it's a beautiful vocation. It's excellent. Some are called to the married state. Remember, the reason why a person gets married is because they see in that other person the ability to attain their final end. Through that woman or through that man, they can achieve their final end, which is heaven. Because remember, we're not married in heaven. Jesus made that very clear. And so therefore, the purpose for marriage is to get to heaven and to bring forth the incarnation of love and to offer to God children, life and love. And so those who are called to either vocation, whether that vocation be singular life or married life, need to pray, need to pull away from the world. People who are really hungry for companionship or to find somebody very rarely find someone. And the reason is because they're so interested in getting married or finding someone that they scare everybody to death. If we love God, if we embrace our call as it stands right now, if you are single, what happens is it opens you up to being peaceful in your vocation. And there's nothing more attractive to another human being than someone who literally lives peace, who can move in the world and in society, not desiring, not searching, not grasping all the time, but who is content, happy in their own skin. And this is what Jesus allows us to do. And the more we hear His voice, the more content we become. The more content we become, the more others want to be around us. And if one is called to the married state, that is the best way to find the one that God has chosen for you to become one with in the holy sacrament of matrimony. Now, there are those who are called to live the celibate life, but to give their lives to God completely by way of the religious life of the priesthood. Now, oftentimes people think that, oh, this is a whole life of, I can't do this, I can't do that. That's baloney. Because to tell you the truth, you want a life where you can't do things, then you get married. Because as soon as you get married, you realize it's no longer me, my, and mine. It's ours and us and we. And we have to really live for the other person because that's what love does. In the priesthood, instead of seeing the other person as our means to heaven, we look directly to God, and through our love for God, we find Him and give Him to the world. So in other words, the husband or the wife, they go through the spouse to God. The priest, religious, goes to God and through God to the world. And that's been a big problem in a lot of vocations because in many religious communities, they decided to go to the world, through the world to God, and it never works. It only works on very rare occasions, but it doesn't work for a religious consecrated by the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, pull away. Pull away and listen to the voice of the Lord. Spend time in silent prayer, listening to the voice of God. Be at peace wherever you are, and do not be in a hurry to find your vocation, because it will come to you in that peace. Be at peace, and all will come to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.